Take a moment to really reflect back on the past year of your life and ask yourself, was it everything I hoped it would be? Am I satisfied? Am I fulfilled? Or do I feel like I let myself down? And regardless of what the answer is, I just want you to become aware of how you spent your time. What were your hours all going into? What did you prioritize? What did you really focus on? And then look back and really think about the result that that provided you. Now, the next step is to think about what you would like the next year to bring you. What results would you like to experience? What changes would you like to make? And then I want you to ask yourself, what would I have to spend my time on? Where would I have to focus my energy in order to get those results? And if you want to take this one step even further, make it even more powerful, then ask yourself, how could I make that process fun? How can I do it in a way that would be enjoyable for me? Because then you'll be way more likely to follow through. Of course, if you want growth and improvement in the next 12 months, you're going to have to put in hard work. You're going to have to be consistent, and you'll probably have to change a lot of things about your current behavioral patterns. But also, very importantly, you've got to make the journey as enjoyable as possible, and you really have to get creative when it comes to how you will achieve what you want to make it easier to do so. Bill Gates has a pretty funny quote where he says, "I will always choose a lazy person to do a hard job because they will find an easy way to do it." And so when you think about what you really want this next year of your life to look like, reflect, think deeply, and really, of course, focus on where you could work harder and all the things you could do better, but also, how can you optimize? I'm only suggesting that although discipline is incredibly valuable, maybe life doesn't need to be as difficult as we make it often for ourselves. To not only focus on what you want so desperately and how hard it will be to get it, really, when you sprinkle in, how can I make it easier? How can I make it more fun? All of a sudden, the whole journey changes. Sure, it's true. Hard work very often pays off. But if you can make the hard work more enjoyable, you're more likely to do it. And while you have fun doing it, time passes quicker and you're not just focused on the end outcome. A perfect example of this that I've had with clients is where they switch from just going to the gym and doing exercises that they hate and find boring to playing a sport that they really enjoy or getting into something different that's still activity and movement based and gives them the physique and results that they want in that area, but all while doing something that they actually like. It's so strange how we set these lofty goals and then lock ourselves into a path of getting them that we really despise. And this self-torture, this self-imposed prison really doesn't have to exist. Remember, you don't really have to do anything except for meeting your basic needs. Rather, you get to do whatever you want. Whatever you want the next year to look like, really design it in your mind, visualize it, see it for yourself before it happens, because that's the most surefire way to ensure that it does happen. The more vivid and clear the visualization, the easier it is to see your target, the simpler it will be to hit it. So when you think back at any goal that you've ever failed at, anything that you tried to achieve and you didn't quite follow through, you probably did make the mistake of making it unbearable for yourself. I've worked with over 800 clients, and I've heard people say that maybe they're just lazy, maybe they just don't have the drive and motivation. But the moment that we make it engaging, the moment that it becomes fun to do the right thing, all of a sudden it's the easiest thing in the world and they're having a great time and they're working harder than most people who are motivated and disciplined. That's why I need you to remember that your entire reality is filtered through your own perception, and whatever glasses or frames you're wearing mentally will determine how you feel about what's happening in the external reality. Make your world more colorful, more enjoyable, more fun, and all of a sudden, everything that you need and want to do becomes effortless, enjoyable, and really a breeze. Finally, if you want some help going through all of this, if you want my support, if you want me to coach you and help you really build your best year so far, the best year of your life, then I invite you to jump on a one-on-one call with me. All you have to do is go to eraphael.com. The link for that is in the description, and you can book a one-on-one session. We'll talk, see if we're a good fit, and if we are, I'll be holding you accountable and supporting you on your journey. As always, I hope that you enjoyed this one, and I'm wishing you the best possible year in the next 12 months. I want you to have an incredible time to really feel your life improve and to see growth in every area. Until next time, I'll catch you on the next one.